Welcome to the Spirit Heal Foundations class, Connecting Heaven and Earth. And I'm really happy to gather with everyone today. The energies have been so powerful. Day by day, we're going through huge transformations and leaving our old self behind and embracing our new self, which we have no idea who that's going to be on a day-by-day basis. But we are certainly being blessed by the heavenly and earthly forces with high-frequency energy, spiritual energy that begins to match the deep spiritual energy that we've held within our being that has been waiting to be able to awaken in our everyday consciousness. So many of you are here because you listened to the Codependency Summit by Avaya University. And I'll be addressing some of the codependency subjects as we move through here. But mainly, I wanted to introduce you to, or even affirm for you, or help you remember that you have a connection to heaven and earth within you, around you, and that we were not meant to be here without that connection. That what makes life unbearable at times is being disconnected or separated from that connection within and around us. So it's always within and around us because we really are not located just in our body, as you know. And so we have to be reminded that we are, our consciousness is so much more than our body, and that we can live from a sphere of consciousness that is so much more complete, flowing, nurturing, loving, and that due to whatever circumstances, whether it was the frequency of the planet when we came in here or choices that we made, that there was always part of us seeking to reconnect with our greater consciousness. So I wanted to share what happened with myself and one of the awakenings I've had. So when I was born, I came in with a whole host of light beings that stayed with me. So for about 6 months, I was, as a baby, I was just aware still of the light realms. I was not even aware that I was here on Earth. And when I was around 6 months old, I had a shift where I was lying in my crib and my mother leaned over, who I'd never seen with my physical eyes yet. A shadow leaned over the crib, and all of a sudden, this foreground background shift occurred where I came into focus in the earthly realm, could see this person leaning over the crib to pick me up, and I could see the light beings going into the background. And this shift occurred where I became aware of my earthly surroundings. And I was very fortunate. The light beings, the awareness of my collective community on the multidimensional level stayed with me. I never lost contact with them and visited with them often. But I was able to discern and distinguish between, the earthly realm, the more dense realm, and the less dense realms. And so growing up, I maintained that awareness, visited with my community at night, and had a different community during the day. And that was just normal for me. And the ecstasy and love and support that I felt from my nighttime community was very different from my daytime community. But I always felt that I had a place to go to that could take care of me. So, I grew up with that awareness and it stayed with me. And then I had several integrative experiences, mystical experiences as I was growing up, and was always interested in spiritual topics and bringing more of the spiritual world into my everyday life. And then I was in art school in college, and we had an assignment where we were asked to go out to a park and photograph aspects of nature. And so I drove out to a metro park around the Cleveland area and parked my car, grabbed my camera equipment, a tripod, and my camera. And as I was walking down the path to enter into the forest, all of a sudden my feet stuck to the ground. I literally couldn't move. I could not lift my feet off the ground. I could not take another step. I could see the path ahead of me. I could see the car behind me when I turned around. And I was glued to the earth. And so I just stood there trying to figure out what was going on. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice speaking to me and an energy surging up from the earth that filled my being. And it was Mother Earth speaking to me. And she quietly spoke. She powerfully sent her energy through me. It was a Kundalini experience. But her main message to me was she asked me to walk softly on the earth. And it was such a powerful request. And then she spoke to me about how I was her daughter and that I was to remain in connection with her throughout my life. Now, I had been connected to the celestial realms, but not to the Mother Earth realm. So this was a great awakening of the feminine and the beauty of the feminine on this planet. And I would have to say that I didn't know about the feminine before this time. Was very much immersed in our toxic masculine culture, which was always striving and accomplishing and trying to get somewhere. And I just didn't know about the feminine consciousness. And so as I began to feel her presence every day, and it was very physical through my feet, through my body. And every time I brought my awareness down to my feet, my root chakra would open up and hold me like a lotus, like you see in the Buddhist paintings. And it would hold me in a stationary way so that the energies and kept me still so that the energies could flow up through me and a central axis could form that would then balance all the chakras and form a toroidal field that circulated around and brought the harmony of heaven and earth into my awareness, into my physical presence, and also into my consciousness. And that is a sense of wholeness. It's a sense of being connected and in harmony and in a loving presence. The contrast between that kind of experience and the experience of living in our culture was pretty hard to integrate. And I feel like I was pretty much left alone to do that. I had beautiful spiritual teachers, and I studied very deeply in the Sufi path, in the Taoist path, and in the Peruvian shamanic path, which did have the Peruvian shamanic path and the Taoist path had the feminine energies addressed. And so by the time I came into contact with those traditions, which was more in my late 30s and 40s, I had already been working with those feminine energies. And so it took a while before I actually ran into people on the earth that actually knew about the feminine energies and I could dialogue with and learn from. So I spent many years working with this energy myself, discovering all the aspects of it and how beautiful it is and how natural it is to us and how we forget when we don't have reminders that we are meant to live in a way that's very connected to both the feminine and masculine and the harmony of the two, where we go beyond duality and into a unity consciousness that also informs and helps express our uniqueness, our individuality. So there, it goes beyond duality, and we begin growing and blossoming, like the trees and the flowers and all of nature. So this was, the basic introduction to this feminine approach. And it relates to the codependency topic that we all are interested in. And my perspective on the codependency topic, as well as the empath topic, is that there is a natural inclination to feel at one and feel the oneness with other people. We are unity-based beings. And empaths who merge with the people and surroundings around them, and highly sensitive people, and the label of codependent, which to me is a person who has not, who desires to feel that oneness, but didn't have enough initiating mentors to help them understand that the first place that we have to connect to is to ourselves and to the oneness within ourselves. And so, in a bit of a way, codependency has become like a negative term. And I don't like that because it doesn't show the beautiful inclination behind it. And to grow up in a society that doesn't understand what community is and how community helps us develop and grow into mature human beings, mature spiritual beings, we're at a disadvantage. There's many indigenous cultures and cultures around the world that have much more of a community sense and a communal sense of supporting each other and understanding that there's a responsibility by the whole community to nourish each individual, and there's a responsibility by the individual to nourish the community. And if you're not raised in that kind of environment, you don't understand yourself. You don't understand why you would feel like you want to be attached or connected to someone else very strongly. And you don't understand where the original desire is coming from for that desire for connectivity. So, having experienced being an empath and codependent and everything else, every other mistake that you could make in life, I quietly take each step, a step each day towards my own sovereignty and my own cultivating of wisdom and integration and harmony within myself. And at the ripe old age of 72, I'm finally getting enough patience to be comfortable with it. So, what I'd like to do is take you, guide you through the connecting with the Great Mother and the Great Father and heaven and earth, and activating the central axis within you and the toroidal field, and sensing the sacred circle, and take you through the simple meditation that awakens this within us. So take a few deep breaths and settle back into yourself. I almost did this without video because I really just want you to have your eyes closed and be able to focus within. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and come back to yourself. And just notice how your energy is reaching out to the screen. And we're connecting that way. And bring your energy back to yourself. Just notice what it feels like when your energy extends and when it comes back. And you're not coming back to the self-loathing of yourself. You're coming back to your breath, to the beauty, to the love within your being that you know is there. And so there might be a few bumps as you bring your energy back where you have to kind of leap over the cultural conditioning of lack of self-worth or self-esteem or feeling like you're not good enough, and come back to that place inside of you that you know exists where everything is fine. And I'm sure you know that place. And maybe you've kept it secret, but that's where I would like you to come back to. And maybe remember a time when you felt the sacred within you and how special that is, how special it is that each one of us has this beautiful experience of the sacred. And give yourself some space to expand that. That you have permission to be there. Permission to gently quiet down. And you don't have to push yourself into quieting down. You gently breathe yourself into quieting down. Talk yourself into quieting down. There's no rush. Feeling rushed takes us in the opposite direction. Let Let your body kind of rotate your shoulders, your neck, wiggle your toes. Give yourself permission to enter the sacred space within your heart. And that's a space. It's spacious. It's a consciousness. And let your breath show you where you're holding any tension and invite those areas to let go, release. As we sink into a deeper state, relaxation is the absolute first step. We really are returning to a space where we're held in the arms of the Great Mother. And instead of reaching upward, we're sinking inward and actually downward. We're letting our body sink deeper into the chair, feel our feet on the floor, or feel the chakras in the center of your arch. And let yourself become aware of the lower part of your body. And this is an endless exploration. As we begin to explore this inner awareness, we can become aware of our muscles, our tendons, our organs, our connective tissue, our nervous system. We can become our own medical intuitive. We become connected to our body and our consciousness, which are one. So our consciousness knows every inch of our interior body. There's no separation there. There's a separation between the mind and the body, but our consciousness is throughout every cell and every atom, every organ, every muscle, every nerve. So we shift from a mental perspective to a consciousness perspective. And there is the Taoist practice of the inner smile, where you can go through your body connected to this consciousness and smile, say hi, greet. Become aware of that interior space beneath the skin that is you and your consciousness. And so, again, the mind can't do this. It's the consciousness, it's awareness. And that comes through relaxation and allowing yourself to be in communion with your body and being. That's union of your consciousness and body. And maybe you just feel like waves moving around in there. You're not quite focused in. It's okay. The more you feel comfortable allowing this awareness in, the more you begin to be aware of your greater consciousness, where body and spirit are connected. And if you feel any more tension, invite your lower back to soften and release and Say hi to the lower spine and the tailbone and the sacrum. Say hi to the rib cage, the heart, the lungs, the liver, gallbladder, stomach. Feel your consciousness as one with all the organs, including like the esophagus and the glands, the brain, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth. And if you find yourself feeling more spherical, more expanded, that would be a greater sense of your consciousness. That's okay. Don't try to focus in with the mind. This is something when you're working with your consciousness, awareness surfaces in consciousness. Insight surfaces in consciousness. And this allows a broader range of wisdom to come in and a broader spectrum of information where we're connecting with the frequency and the vibrations of our consciousness. And so we're not limited to what we've learned through books and conversations, but we come into contact with the universal wisdom. And so we can be downloading information on a vibrational level that eventually, maybe when you're in the shower or driving your car, pops up as an insight and a new awareness. And so allow yourself to be in a more frequency state, a vibrational state, and understand that what will surface, what you'll gain from this might come later or it might come now, but there's no rush. It'll come in its right timing. But allow yourself to expand and relax into this awareness that includes the inside of your body, includes the surface of your body, and expands beyond. Don't try to control it. We're just in the initial stages of centering and releasing. And each one of us goes through our own kind of zigzag pattern of doing this. But you do want to come to a place where you're comfortable within. Again, not trying to find anything, see anything, be anything. And as we do this, our collective consciousness begins to harmonize as well. And the group energy starts to form a sacred circle. And that is in process as well. And that sacred circle has the elements I described of the sense of a community, a communal consciousness, caring for the individual consciousness, and the individual consciousness caring for the community consciousness. And to let go a little more, invite your sacral area and tailbone to soften and release. We do a lot of holding in that pelvic area. And picture that pelvic area with the tailbone as the container for the Kundalini, which is the Great Mother energy. So within each one of us is the cauldron of enlightened energy, the whole universal consciousness contained within the bowl of the feminine chakra at the root, base of the spine. And sometimes we have to get over shame and self-loathing and trauma to be able to embody and become aware of this sacred, sacral area. Take a moment to feel yourself sitting, sinking into the seat, and allowing yourself to relax just a little more. Allowing the belly to soften a little more. There we go. There's some fresh energy starting to circulate. The water goddess is really blessing us right now. We have a big downpour outside. And come on down to the calf muscles now. And invite those calf muscles to soften and release. And for those of you who have heard me speak before, I always talk about the calf muscles. So the calf muscles are the first muscles to fire when we go into fight flight. They're what you need to get up and flee. So those calf muscles are the best indicator of your relaxation state in your body. So if those calf muscles are tense, you're still in a state of fight flight in some kind of trauma response. Even though you're sitting, not responding to anything, if those muscles have any tension in them, in the calves, then there is a part of your nervous system that is that believes it needs to be in fight flight. So paying attention to the calf muscles is really important. So I'll be quiet and you extend an invitation to the left calf muscle and then the right one to begin to relax and release. And you'll notice intuitively that your right and left legs and calf muscles are completely different. They're in completely different states. One might be dark, one might be light, one might be higher, one might be lower, one might be sparkling, one might be dense, all different kinds of sensations and feelings and images and frequencies that will show you the difference between the two sides. It's totally normal. We often have one side that is more flowing than the other, and you'll be able to notice that right now. So, as we're inviting, we're not forcing, we're inviting the calf muscles to soften and release. They're starting to. And start loving on those calf muscles. And be amazed that they're ready to protect you in a flash. And then also give them some time off. And as those muscles relax, you might feel more releases in your body, energies flowing through your legs up into your body, into the torso. You might feel yourself rearranging your posture. Feeling some relief. And being able to settle back into yourself more comfortably. So, as we go to meditate, if we're not fully relaxed and we try to push into our meditation, we'll be pulled back. We won't be able to go very deep. And I know that personally from trying to push into meditative states for many years. And really, the term is relax into meditation, settle into meditation, release into meditation. Meditative state is a natural state that we go into once we relax. We actually go through that entire sequence when we go to sleep, but it usually happens so fast that we're not aware of it. And then feel, sense, become aware of the chakras on the soles of your feet. Right. In the middle of the arch. And so you actually feel like you've dropped down into your feet. And as that happens, more flow begins to be generated through the body. You might even feel your crown chakra becoming activated as you become aware of the energy on the soles of your feet. So we're innervating the whole system, the whole chakra system, the subtle meridian system, and not taking it piece by piece, but bringing the entire system into harmony and flow in the first stage here. And it includes the body, it includes the relaxation of the body. So you'll note that you are centered in your body right now, and that you may be feeling an expansion with the crown chakra and all the other chakras coming to life, but you're still centered in your body, and you probably are starting to feel how your feet are becoming stuck to the floor and rooted in the earth energy. Now imagine this 100 times more powerful when I was standing on that natural path to the woods and I could not lift my feet off the ground. So right now we are opening to that flow and connectivity that we're meant to know about. And there is a cleansing and a reciprocal flow beginning. And that reciprocal flow includes the energies from the crown and the celestial spheres, all the way to the earth spheres. And you may be able to sense the energy from your feet rooting down into the earth, or you may feel yourself completely buried in the earth, your whole body, like you've been planted. And it wouldn't be unusual if you started to feel like a tree or a plant that had very deep roots in the earth and felt tremendous vital energy flowing upward into your being, meeting the celestial sky, sun energies to form a unified stream between the heavens and the earth, and you as part of that. I'll be quiet for a moment to let you feel this. And as the stream gets stronger and stronger, more consciousness gathers. The phone lines between the nature spirits, the celestial spirits, all the living intelligences of existence begin to come alive and chatter and speak and connect and just love on each other. And so we greet the spirit of the land where you live and all the nature spirits that are in your vicinity. All the living beings on all dimensions that live simultaneously in your space, your physical space, the etheric space. The sphere of intelligence of the birds, the sphere of intelligence of the reptiles. The sphere of intelligence of the animals, flowers, and trees. Each one lives in its own sphere, spectrum of consciousness, all at the same time. And when we connect heaven and earth and start to become aware, we also become aware of all these realms that are living and dancing in the sphere of the earth and in the heart of the mother. So this is very specific to us living on and in Mother Earth, and our connection to the heavens. And however you experience it is your unique way of knowing this. You might feel it, you might have visions, you might hear frequencies, you might go off into some kind of animated Disney sequence, but colors, sounds, or just feeling more comfortable in your wholeness. The mind is not as predominant, and your consciousness can take over. And there's a joy, a feeling of safety, a feeling of elation and fun, enjoyment in the earth realm through consciousness. And the beauty that exists. And as we do this, we're kind of detoxing old limited beliefs, cellular detoxing, anything heavy. And I do, my understanding is that the earth is evolving, humanity is evolving to this as a full-time awareness. We're just in the initial stages of that, but it's happening pretty quickly. And we will have the support. Each day, it will be greater and greater to shift into the wholeness of our being and our consciousness. And what was not accessible a few years ago will become accessible in terms of the subtle realms. And we'll start to know ourselves quite differently. And so let's greet the spirit of the water. And the rain did stop after acknowledge the spirit of the water before. And the life force of the spirit of water. And we greet the spirit of fire and the life force of the light. And you may feel different areas of your consciousness waking up, different energy flows activating. Just allow them to keep evolving and opening. Beautiful sacred sphere of consciousness is surrounding us now, coming together in a harmonic, transparent flow as we are becoming more transparent, more clear in our energy flow individually. Happens simultaneously. And then we greet the spirit of the air, the life force of the prime breath. And we greet the spirit of the ether. And if we imagine each one of these elements as a sphere of intelligence, and that around each sphere is a living membrane, an intelligent membrane, like the cell wall around each cell. It's a living, intelligent membrane that knows how to interact with its surroundings, what to let in, what to let out, how to maintain the harmony of life force. And as that pulsating life force reverberates through each realm of your being, more of your consciousness is waking up. Gradually shifting towards more wholeness and awareness. Or release. Awareness of the central axis begins to surface subtly. And everything is flowing. We're working with the flowing energies, not the complete stillness. We're working with the active flowing, shifting forces of our being that eventually take us into that deep stillness. But these are the revivifying forces. These are what restore the clarity to our brain, our being, that restore the joy of living, that free us from the conditioned negativity and heaviness. And very subtly, you can become aware of the central column that reaches from the earth through the chakra, the central column of the chakras, out through the crown. And it's a living energy that flows from within the heart of the feminine of the Great Mother through your being, bringing you into resonance. These greater energies inform our individual energies. The oneness informs our individuality. They're never separate. There's always an exchange between the individual and the one, informing each other, adjusting, shifting towards greater resonance And so as we sit in this energy, you'll feel micro movements in your physical, micro shifts in your consciousness. Don't let any criticism come in, like, oh, I shouldn't be tense there, or I should have known this. We're not going to let that in. We want to move towards more release, more awareness. And again, it's constantly shifting, opening, releasing. Allow the mother to speak to you vibrationally. Allow yourself to sink into her love. Sighing, a huge relief and release. As you return home to the birth of your being, resonating with your original frequency, the seed of your being. Once we sense the resonance with the seed of our being, we have seeded within us complete freedom, sovereignty, power, wisdom, joy, all the qualities of divinity. And this can be an initiatory experience where we initiate the activation of some of these qualities that didn't have a chance to grow and activate. And the energy knows, the wisdom of the feminine energy knows which ones to activate. And so don't mess with it. Allow it to happen. There's this beautiful ceremony that we performed in Peru with the Caro tribe. Tribal elders. And it was in recognition of the communal energies, the oneness that the collective group had. And it was an experience where you stood with each person in the group. And if there was a quality that hadn't had a chance to activate within you, and it was activated within the other person, the resonance in the collective energy helped activate it in you. And so it's a known ceremony. It's known that we need to have spiritual initiations through nature, through other people, through however this happens, beings from other dimensions, but we need these activations to balance our being, to bring through all the qualities that it takes to become a mature, balanced human being. And they can't be beat into us. They have to be awakened. And so this fortifies our power center, our wisdom in knowing that we are strong and resourceful within. And that we don't need to cling to outer resources. And I'm referring back to the codependency now. Excuse me. Because really, what we're seeking in that connection to another person is what we're seeking within ourselves. And being raised with spiritual mentors that help guide the awakening of these qualities as we go through developmental stages is what creates a mature spiritual human being. So we recognize developmental stages psychologically, birth, the twos, the sevens, adolescence. And then adulthood. But we don't really initiate the awakening of the seed qualities within our being. And that's really necessary to bring back that consciousness of what it really means to support someone as they're growing into a mature human being. And I also want to make another remark about codependency, that it takes two. There's a person who looks like they're the codependent person most of the time, and the one that doesn't. Or it really what's happening is there is a mutual codependency happening. And sometimes it's not recognized that it's, like a key fitting into a keyhole, that the people who are codependent with another person are just matching what the other person needed too, but oftentimes one person is called out as the codependent rather than the matching that's occurring in the relationship as both being needy and contracting, creating a contractual relationship to try to fulfill that need of, I need this quality from you need this quality from me, so let's contract to support each other that way. But the inner growth isn't happening. And so it usually ends up in some kind of toxic expression in the relationship. And so we have to come back to ourselves and go through almost regrowing ourselves up spiritually, energetically. And we can do this through our connection with Mother Earth. She will regrow us up. So every time we sink down, feel our feet, release our calf muscles, soften the tailbone and the sacral area, and let our consciousness experience the full flow from the bottom up. We are being raised, informed, guided, healed, awakened by the universal heart of the mother. And the difference between the top-down approach versus from the ground up is this allows us to be embodied. We don't have to leave our body, try to strive into the higher realms. This way, our body, our consciousness within the body and spirit are never separated. There's no distinction between the two. In that Peruvian culture that we were with, there was no difference between spirit and body. There was no need to do a reconnection every moment, fighting against the cultural conditioning, because they knew this from birth. And we are reawakening this now. That is part of the awakening happening on the client on the earth now, and in the heart of the mother. So our minds would have us believe that we can live without this energy that's pulsing from the earth. But when we get to the point of exhaustion, when we don't have the resources we need, inner resources, physical, mental, emotional, any kind of resource is depleted, then we've depleted the mental power and that can run out. We want to connect to the universal power, which is infinite, and keep spiraling and growing and adjusting us and attuning us to the daily shift in frequencies of the whole spinning cosmos and bringing us into harmony. And when we're in harmony with the cosmos, then we find that quiet central place within. And then we can drop into that pure silent space where there is no movement, but there is infinite consciousness. And that also becomes integrated in the continuum of consciousness. So, as we come to the end of our guided journey here, there's no need for you to separate out from where you're at. You can wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and stay in a deeper space. You never have to return to the old consciousness. You can allow yourself to emerge in some new place. Something happened during this time together. I will make this available to you. I'll send out probably an email probably by Monday that will give you access to this recording that you can download and keep for yourself. And it helps to listen to it several times, because the energies are in the recording, and you'll be able to familiarize yourself with the repeated listening. And you don't even have to listen consciously. You can just tune in to the energies. And just take a second to note if you can sense that central axis. And that stream from the celestial realms to the earthly realms, and the earthly realms to the celestial heavenly realms, and the open flow between them. There's no between any longer. It's a wholeness. So, thank you. Does anyone have any questions or comments? You can unmute yourself if you do, and I will try to respond as best as I can.
That was beautiful, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I see that beautiful picture of you, Kim.
Thank
Be
you.
your own kind of beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
Very welcome. So, on my website are a bunch of free resources, and you can email me if you need to or want to. And I will send this out to you, to the group, for your own practice. So many blessings. Any last comment?
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome, Denise. Okay, well, have a beautiful weekend. The new moon is with us, and these powerful energies are just going to keep coming in big waves. So get good at surfing. Love you all, and God bless.